anyway. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. So the latest figures out today show that unemployment has risen sharply to the highest level in 17 years. Slightly better news for young people. Those figures have dipped slightly. But only yesterday on the show we were hearing from a Worcester-based recruitment company about how there's a skills shortage in the area. So today we've sent our radio car reporter Pam Caulfield to meet some of the young people in Worcestershire who are hoping to plug that gap. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Tony. I've come to Hartlebury Trading Estate, which is near Kidderminster. And as I was driving along in the car, I was hearing those headlines. Some good news there, possibly, for youth unemployment. But I've come here to speak to some young apprentices at ATL who are hoping to plug the skill shortages gap. Now, let's just go around first and get everybody to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Paul from Bromsgrove.
Hi, I'm Darren from Worcester.
I'm Lewis from Droitwich.
And I'm Shannon from Kidderminster.
And can you just explain what apprenticeships you're all doing?
I'm in an electrical apprenticeship.
And why did you decide to do that?
It was really just I saw one going, so I thought I'd take it.
Now, you're only 18. Many of your friends might still be at school. Why was that not an option for you?
Well, I didn't want to go to university because I didn't want to start my life with £40,000 worth of debt. I thought an apprenticeship meant that I didn't have to pay the fees, so I could... then I would be paid to learn rather than having to pay them to learn, so I thought it was much better.
And was that a similar case for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I started an apprenticeship when I was 18, kept with my company, they employed me, and now our main line of business is plumbing, and they wanted me to come here, I wanted to do it, and it seemed the best opportunity for me at the time.
And what are your aims for the future? Are you hoping to have your own business, perhaps?
Maybe, yeah. I mean... at the moment, get this under my belt, progress with my company I'm at, and then, yeah, why not? We can maybe look at doing something like that in the near future.
And Shannon, you're hoping to actually be working for yourself shortly. Can you just explain what process you've gone through here?
Well, I've done an 8 weeks course and then going out of an employer for 9 months. And then after that, he's already told me that I'll be working with him. So eventually I will be able to progress and take my own ways.
Now, in this training centre, there's various things you can do. What sort of things have you learned here?
We've learnt, like, basic pipe bending. We've really got radiators and cisterns and boilers. We've learned pretty much a lot of things, to be honest. It's all, like, the basics, but you can... if you come back for your level 3 when you're a bit older, or you have to pay for it at a certain age, but you can learn much all your gas and that, so it's quality.
Now, it seems to me there's always a demand for plumbers and electricians. Many of your friends, though, might go down the route of university. Why was that not an option for you?
So I think it's a good career to be in. It's always money, always work, and you get, when you're apprentice, you get the experience under your belt, and that's what everybody wants from when you want to take you on. So it's just the way to go, I think.
And when you hear these figures out today, unemployment is a 17-year high. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Shocking, really, isn't it? It's just, like, apprentices are good in a way because you get paid while you're doing it, like training and when you're on your job, so it's just better than not being at home, no money. It's the best way.
And you're actually only 17, and some people out there often have a negative view of young people, saying, oh, they don't want to work. But how do you feel about that?
Oh, all me and my friends, we all want to work because we all want to have money at the end of the day to be able to do things for ourselves. Like, can't go out if you've got no money, can't do things, and I don't like being at home, I like to be active, so you need to have money to do it, otherwise there's no chance.
Well, Tony, it seems the young people here at ATL and Hartlebury have high aspirations, and after 11 o'clock this morning we'll be analysing today's job figures, finding out what they mean for the future of the economy with a researcher from the Work Foundation here on BBC Hereford and Worcester.
OK, we'll get down to the main figures themselves then. Pam Caulfield is in Hartlebury this morning talking to those young apprentices, and it's great to hear a little bit more optimism for the future, isn't it? 19 minutes to 11 now.
The Guide with BBC Hereford and Worcester. What's on?